We continue our learning Ilunish Masdavia Ben Menachem Lushim Cham Yaakov and Pinchas Elio and Tzvi Hirsch Ben Shraga Feivel. We are in Nedar and Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss the issue of kinuyim, remember the nickname, the fact that there are certain words like konam, which substitutes for the word karbon. The Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Aleph has a machlokus between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan as to where these names came from. We'll see, instead of the word karbon, where we say this object is going to be us to me like a karbon. Instead of karbon, people say the word konam or konas, words maybe that may be familiar to us from Kol Nidre. So why are these words, why are these equivalents of the word karbon? So according to Reish Lakish, the reason is because the Chachamim were the ones who created these. The language of Reish Lakish uses Lashon Shebadu Lahem Chachamim Leos Nodrim Bahem. These are languages that the Chachamim actually created to use when they make an neder instead of the word carbon. And the reason for that was that they were afraid that if we use the language of carbon, let's say carbon Lashem, which we have in the Chumash, so people may be quoting psukim with the word carbon and then say, and maybe leave out the word carbon completely and say Shem Hashem, and it will be Shem Hashem Levatala. So in order to avoid that, where people will be using Shem Hashem improperly, so therefore we have another word that's not found in the Chumash at all, people won't be quoting Psukim. That's a language, that's what Reish Lakish says, a Lashon Shebadu Lahem Chacham, the Chachamim created them, Leos Nodrim Lahem. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, it's Lashon Umos. It's a language of other nations of the world, which means these are foreign words. And according to him, these are maybe words in another language, and that's why, and they substitute for the word karbon in that way. So says the Mishnah like this: Ha'omer lachavero konam konach konas hare elu kinuyim lekarbon. Person who says to his friend that let's say a konam masha ochalach, I take the food that you have is going to be us to me like konam or konach masha ochalach. So in these cases. These are examples of kinuyim, of nicknames for a karbon. And based on either Reish Lakish's understanding, the Chachamim innovated these terms, or maybe these are Lashon Ha'umos. Now, one interesting question the Rishonim have is if, in fact, the kinuyim are, according to the opinion that kinuyim are these foreign language equivalents, like Rabbi Yochanan holds, Lashon Umos, so why does the Mishnah have to give examples? So if you're telling me, these are languages, you know, this is French, this is German, this is whatever it is. So whatever the word carbon is in another language, that's what it is. Why would you have to give me any examples of these things? So the Ran quotes Rishonim who explain that the reason why the Mishnah selected these specific examples is because they're corruptions of the Hebrew words. And they happen to have been incorporated into other languages, but they really started as Hebrew words, and they somehow became words in other languages, but they really originated with the Hebrew. They just became the word karbon, became konam or konach or konas, etc. And since they're not native to that foreign language, you would have thought, these words aren't considered part of that language, and therefore they wouldn't be considered terminology for an eder. So this Mishnah therefore says, now I give you the examples. They are valid, and because they're used by the foreign languages, even though they don't originate with that language. And certainly, Kal v'chomer, you would learn from there that if I used the equivalent of the foreign language word, let's say I said the word, if I'm using English, I say this should be prohibited to me like a sacrifice, like an offering, that certainly should be considered an eder without a question. And Tosha says, no, maybe there's a different reason why you're allowed to, why the Mishnah didn't say, you're allowed to declare an eder in any language. Why don't you say that for the following? Because, and this is a general halacha we have when it comes to other, the Mishnayos and Megillah discuss this, when it comes to using a foreign language for reading of the Megillah, reading of the Torah, and the like, where we assume that a person, or davening, which generally we try to avoid nowadays, we try to speak, use Hebrew only, but because the foreign languages may not actually be equivalents of our davening and of our Torah and our Megillah, but nonetheless, when in the ideal form, when we speak about using a foreign language for for reading, in this case, for the case of a neder, so it's only permitted to use a foreign language equivalent when it's understood by the speaker. So if you someone who speaks only German and doesn't know English and uses the word, this should be prohibited to me like a sacrifice, and says the word sacrifice, that's not going to work for such a person if he doesn't know what the word sacrifice means. As opposed to the, let's say, Hebrew word, certainly word karbon, we know that that works for everybody. And these, and that's what the Mishnah is telling you here, these equivalents of the Mishnah, since they developed from the original Hebrew, are treated like Hebrew and they're acceptable, even if you don't understand them. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The point of this Mishnah then is that this list that you have here are valid even though it's not understood. But if you use a word that's understood from a foreign language, that would be acceptable. So once again, konam, konach, konas are kinuim korban, cherek, cherech, cheref. We spoke about cherem, giving a gift that's going to the Kohanim, going to the Beis HaMikdash. Cherem, discussed in Parshas Bechukosai. So the word cherek, cherech, and cheref would be an equivalent as well. And some explain the reason for that is that if you have the mem sofis, if some of it gets erased, you could see how that can turn into or look a little bit like a kuf, or like a chaf sofis, or like a face sofis. And that's why, side is a little bit longer and some of it gets erased, and that's why those would be equivalents. Then the Mishnah says, Nazik, Naziach, Paziach, Hare Elu, Kinuim, Linazirus. These would be considered nicknames, take the place substitutes for taking upon yourself to become a Nazir. Also, one could argue that the Reish ends up, could look a little bit like a Kuf, and Naziach, the same thing with the Ches, and Paziach, maybe the Nun and the Pei, also could look a little bit alike. So those are Kinuim for Nazirus. Shavusa, Shikuka, and the Mishnah says, these are going to be a kinui for Shavua, but then the Mishnah says, Nadar b'mosa, or if you took a neder and used the language of Mosa, all these three, Shavusa, Shekuka, and Mosa, Hare'elu kinuim l'Shavua, those take the place of Shavua. Shavusa and Shekuka, okay, we understand maybe a little bit. What's Mosa? So Mosa, the Aramaic word Momasa, is the Aramaic equivalent of the word Shavua. So therefore, Mosa, Mem, Vav, Saf, Aleph, would also be considered a kinui for a Shavua, and that's in fact why the Mishnah splits it. It says Shavusa, Shekuka, and then it says Nadar B'mosa. By using the language, the word Nadar B'mosa in between tells you it's a little bit of a different term. It's an Aramaic term, or a substitute for an Aramaic term, and therefore these are all kinuyim for Shavua. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. We've already explained that the language, the general neder, the full neder, the ikar neder, is davar zeyehe alai kikarbon. And we also spoke about the fact that you have yados, where you don't necessarily mention the word carbon at all. Our Mishnah is going to discuss where you didn't mention the word carbon, but the expression you use seems to indicate that you are prohibiting an item upon yourself like a carbon. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer lo chulin lo ochalach. Person says to his friend, not chulin should be the food of yours upon me. What does that imply? Lo chulin yehe el karbon. It's not. It shouldn't be chulin. Chulin is the opposite of something kodesh. Chulin is not kodshim. So it shouldn't be. It's lo chulin. What does it mean? Your item, your food should be lo chulin. It means it should be kachim. It should be like a karbon. And therefore, I'm not going to eat it. Lo chulin, lo achalach. I'm not going to eat it because it's lo chulin. That implies that it's the opposite, that it's going to be a karbon. And some say the giris is not lo chulin, but la chulin. And la chulin can also mean lo chulin. La chulin sho chalach, the la is that as if you're saying lo chulin, that which I'm going to eat, it should be also like a carbon. Or lo kosher. Let's say a person says, lo kosher yehi machol cha'ala. Your food should not be kosher. What does it mean? It should be pasul, it should be disqualified. Like a carbon can be disqualified. Kachay mizbeach, we know, could be kosher or could be pasul. So lo kosher, your food should be lo v'lo kasher, alai. Or v'lo deche, person says in Aramaic, deche means permitted or holy or pure, but here we assume it means permitted. Lo deche, though, it should not be permitted. Your food should not be permitted. That's like saying that it should be usher like a carbon. Or tohor v'tame, let's say he says, tohor yehe ma'achol cha'alai. Your food should be tohor to me. Or tame he ma'achol cha'alai. Or your food should be tame, should be ritually impure to me. The mashmas, the implication there is that it should be tahor la mizbeach and tame li karban. So it sounds like he's, so either way, the language here he's using is it's like the karban. Same thing, something that's, if I say it's tahor, oh, it means oh, it's going on the mizbeach, it's like karbanos. I say it's like tame because a karban is as if it's tame to me, I'm not allowed to use it. It's usher to me. No sorapigal. Let's say someone said, no sir, a pigol, no sir, yehe machal chalai. Your machal should be usr like no sir. No sir is where you have leftover karbanos. You chayiv karis if you eat that. That's absolutely prohibited. So here, but no sir is part of a karban. It is leftover karbanos. So that's like, and that only applies to kachay mizbeach. So it's as if you're saying you're prohibiting an item upon yourself that belongs to your friend as kachay mizbeach, as karbanos. Or you say pigol. Pigol is where the kohen had in mind that he's going to do one of the avodos of the, let's say, as he shechs the carbon, he's thinking, I'm going to sprinkle the blood after its time, or eat from the carbon after chutz lizmano, beyond its time. So that renders the meat of the carbon pigol. It's an iser karis to eat that. But that also, if he uses the language of pigol with respect to someone else's food, his friend's food, since pigol is something that only applies to kachay mizbeach to karbanos, and he has in mind by saying pigol that he's basically saying it should be usher like a karban. Well, let's say he says ki imra. He says your food should be usher like an imra. Imra is Aramaic for keves, for a sheep, and that's a karban atamid daily was a sheep. Or kidirin. Let's say you said your food should be usher me like the deer ha-karbanos, like the corral of the karbanos, where the animals hang out before, and when you inspect them, and you're eventually going to use them as their karban. Or you say your food should be astamik ke'etzim, which has the implication like the atei maracha, the etzim that go on the mizbeach, that are arranged on the mizbeach for the karbanos. Or ke'ishim, your food should be astamik like ishim, like the fire, like the esh ha-mizbeach, ishel Hashem, ishim. So that's also like a carbon. Or he says your food should be asked to me kimizbeach, like the carbonos on the mizbeach, or kehechal, your food should be asked to me like lehechal, like the carbonos whose blood is sprinkled in the hechal, or ki yushalayim, which has the implication that your food should be asked to me like yushalayim, like the carbonos which are in yushalayim. And same thing would be true if nadar be'echon mikol misham sheham mizbeach. Let's say one of the clay shares that are used in the mizbeach, like a fork or the mizrak, the basin for the blood. They say your food should be usher to me like the basin, like the that's used, like that bowl is used to collect the blood in the Beis Hamikdash. So afal pishalo hizkir karban, even though in all of these thing cases the noder didn't mention anything about your food should be usher like a karban, hareze nadar be karban. So afal pishalo hizkir karban, hareze nadar be karban. It's considered all of these expressions as if it took hold. That animal seized the iser karban that item, that food, your item of your friend seized the kedusha of a carbon, so to speak, and it's also like a carbon, and therefore this is a neder that takes effect. That's chal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haomer Yerushalayim lo amar klum. If you said Yerushalayim davar zer alai, this item, this food should be usher Yerushalayim, then it's and it didn't say ki Yerushalayim, like Yerushalayim, that comparative term. So then that's not going to be effective. In fact, all of these things has to be, as the Mishnah says, ki imra ki eitz. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda does not come to argue on the Mishnah, because the Tanakhama also used the word ke. He just comes to explain. Don't think that when we said that Yushalayim or Ishim or Eitzim, etc., would be effective. It has to be ki Eitzim, ki Yushalayim, ki Ishim, etc. But there's a brisa in the Gemara that says that Rabbi Yehuda does disagree, and who holds that says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a person says, even if he says, Ki Yerushalayim, Lo Amar Klum, Rabbi Yehuda comes to do is argue the Tanakhama on that last point, which means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim doesn't work at all. He doesn't mean to say, he's not giving Yerushalayim, Ki Yerushalayim as an example of the Ki, all of them have to be like that. He's arguing only on Yerushalayim itself and says even Ki Yerushalayim is not effective. Why? Because when you say Ki Yerushalayim, all you have in mind is the stones and the wood in Yerushalayim, and that doesn't have the status. That doesn't mean that you had in mind a carbon, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would argue on the Tanakhama according to that interpretation.